I love it. I got my two little kids, and now whenever I see little kids and I get to talk to them about Jesus, I have to hold it in. I'm going to start crying all the time. Being a dad, you know, opens your heart up. Our reading starts this way. It says, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Easter morning begins in darkness. Easter morning begins in a dark place. And it was a dark time. Sin had silenced our teacher. Malicious men had murdered our master. The religious leaders, the people who should have seen who Jesus really was, snuffed out the light of the world. My brothers and sisters, Easter starts in darkness. Where has darkness gripped you this Easter morning? Where has evil and its shadow cast a darkness over you this Easter morning? Does the tomb of sin imprison you? Easter morning begins in blackness. And then Scripture goes on to say, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. So let's let Mary Magdalene and the other Mary be our guide. Let's go to the tomb with them. They went in darkness expecting darkness. They didn't go to the tomb expecting anything more than death. They went to weep and grieve. They went to honor and remember their fallen friend. They went to that shadowy tomb. Why? To experience sadness again. That's what they expected when they went there. They went knowing that their hearts would tear open and that their tears would fall, but they went because they knew that their tears were real and deep, and those tears were true. Easter morning begins in darkness and sadness. But too often we want to skip it. We want to skip past our pain. We want to skip past our tears. We want to skip past our heartache. We want to skip past our failures, our letdowns, our injuries. We want to glaze over our neediness, our weaknesses, our scars, our shadowy places. Get on with it, Pastor Aaron. Get on with it. Get to the good part. But Easter morning, my brothers and sisters, begins with death. You see, that tomb that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to was your tomb and my tomb. That tomb was meant for you and me. And I'm here to tell you, as the angel of Easter yet to come, and you, my dear friends, are all my Ebenezer Scrooges, follow me in my mind's eye, in your mind's eye, and gaze at the inscription over the tomb. Behold, your name is written on the tombstone. And that black pit is your bed. Look, my brothers and sisters, stare straight ahead. Do not close your eyes. Keep them open. And look at the peril that waits us all. Dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Look at your right side and your left side, and look at the corpses that surround you. Death waits for us all. Easter morning begins in a graveyard. Easter morning begins in your graveyard, in my graveyard. But look again, my brothers and sisters, because the tomb is empty. The tomb is empty. This is what Scripture says. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. As he said, come and see where the place where he lay. You will not find Jesus there anymore. He is come and gone. Indeed, he was crucified. He did die. He was buried. But on the third day, he rose again. Your tomb, my friends, your tomb is empty. Jesus has come and rescued you from its darkness. Jesus laid down with you in the pit of your own grave. And Jesus raised you up with him on the third day. Jesus raised you up with him on the third day. And suddenly Jesus, this is what Scripture says, and suddenly Jesus met them and said, greetings. I love this part. This is great. Here he comes. It says, good morning, hello, how are you? I'm having a good day, considering. I'm well. Greetings, Mary, Magdalene. Greetings, Mary. Nice to see you. What brings you out so early in the morning? Why can Jesus say this? Because for Jesus, death is like sleep. And resurrection is like getting up in the morning. Jesus has power over death itself, so when he wakes up from death, he can say to you, welcome, good to see you. Easter morning begins with Jesus greeting his disciples. Scripture goes on to say, and they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. So I invite you, brothers and sisters, take hold of Jesus' feet. You can. Even now, take hold of them and embrace not only his feet, but his hands and his head, and receive the mystery of his love. Love that is stronger than death, passion that is fiercer than the grave. Jesus casts fear aside. Do not be afraid, he says. And so Easter morning begins with worshiping the one who died and was raised. And Scripture goes on to say, so they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and they ran to tell his disciples, and Jesus said to them, do not be afraid, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Easter morning begins with blackness and death and darkness and sin and evil, but it ends with joy. And Jesus promised, you will see me again, he says. You will experience my love. Today, and again, for the rest of time. You will witness that, behold, my resurrection is real, not just 2,000 years ago, but Jesus' resurrection is real right now, for you and for me. Jesus says, my love for you cannot be stopped by evil and death and destruction and chaos. I am more powerful than all those forces. Weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Easter morning begins in darkness, but it ends with light. Whenever I visit my grandma, when it comes time to leave, she gives me a great big hug. And she says, oh, dear Aaron, be careful. Be careful, Aaron, because I love you so much and I don't want you to get hurt. And I always say, oh, grandma, of course I'm going to be careful. You know I am. And she says, you know, it's not you that I'm worried about. It's just that there's so much evil out there in the world. And the devil is alive and well. And you guys know that that's true. It doesn't take a hard look out in the world to know that the devil is alive and well and that death and wickedness still have sway in this world. The devil is alive and well. But Jesus is alive as well. The devil is alive and well, but Jesus is alive as well. Jesus is alive. And here's what Scripture says, and you will see him. And you will see him. You might see death and destruction, but you will see the resurrection. That's the promise of Easter. You will see the resurrection. Jesus will greet you wherever there is a tomb of any kind. Wherever it seems the devil has found a way, Jesus will find a better way and greet you and say, greetings. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. I have defeated wickedness and death. You see, Easter morning is every morning. Every morning you can take hold of your resurrected Savior again and celebrate that death has died and your light has come. Every morning you can grab your Savior's hand and watch the devil flee out the door and death take flight. Every morning is Easter morning. Every morning. Because of God's great faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. What does it say? Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen.